around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, well, we hope all of you are buckled up and ready to roam around this great big world with us. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, September 21st, 2024. From coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. Today is the last official day of summer. Here we go as we all talk everything and anything in the world of travel. All right, so, you know, summer may be ending today, right? But through the power of travel, we're going to go chase it. What do I mean by that? Well, as immediately following next week's live broadcast, we are headed to Hawaii to begin the big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024 week of events that will be happening. And our October 5th broadcast will be coming from the Hilton Grand Vacations Maui Bay Villas in Kihei. So regardless of what the calendar says, you know, listen, you can always find summer anywhere you want through travel. So how ready are you, Mary and RJ, as we return to Maui with the show starting next week after the show?
Well, you know I'm always ready for Maui.
You are Maui.
And I'm
Mary.
Sure all the listeners know that I'm ready for Maui. Are you ready for Maui, RJ?
Oh, absolutely. The first thing I'm going to do when we get off the plane and out of the airport, I'm just going to go look for a fresh mango. That's like
yes.
You know, top of mind.
Yeah, well, we know where to get that in Kihei, actually, a little shack. So we're going to be there. We'll probably spend about $50, $60 on mangoes while we're there. That's for sure. Well, by the way, people listening on Maui right now, you're hearing us on AM 1110 and FM 96.7 KAOI Radio. Been a long-time affiliate of the show. We invite you to come out to HGV's Maui Bay Villas at 575 South Kihei Road. That's going to be on Friday, October 4th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. local time. And if you're thinking, well, wait a second, why is that? Well, because of the six-hour time difference to New York, we actually are going to be pre-recording the show live to tape that day because we're not going to get a lot of people to come out to the show, I think, at 4 a.m. on Saturday morning. So we'll do that 1 to 3 local time or 7 to 9 on Friday night here in New York. So come out and be a part of the show. Be there on set with us. We'd enjoy meeting all of you Friday, October 4th, 1 to 3 p.m., Maui Bay Villas.
Yeah, we have some great guests coming and a terrific show being planned for Maui. And also, a quick programming note, looking at the calendar, in just 5 weeks from today, we leave for Rome after the show for the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean cruise with Seabourn. And we're going to be joined by a number of show fans who are going to travel with us aboard the Ovation, Seabourn Ovation.
We've been hearing from a lot of them who just got their travel.
Looking forward to meeting everybody.
So that's a lot of travel, but we also have a lot of this show to get to, and we're going to do just that. So, Rudy, how's Minnesota treating you today?
Fine. It's still summer here, amazingly.
Well, for today.
Yeah, exactly. Could snow at any moment. Yeah, right.
Well, the Colorado area, listen,
yeah.
If you're out in Vail or you're out in parts of Denver, Colorado Springs, where this show was heard.
They're going to get pounded.
Yeah, they are, sadly. But that's
really?
Good for ski season. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Over a foot of snow.
Well, they have a nice layer for ski season, yeah.
Bobby, any news coming from the Network Command Center in Dallas?
Yeah, we are still 6 weeks away from fall over here, probably. So you guys can all enjoy fall. We are going to enjoy 6 more weeks of 100-degree temperatures. I believe it was 95 on my car windshield when I was driving in this morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are coming through Dallas next Saturday there, so we'll see some of that heat on our way to Maui. But all right, so we're
all right. Well, let's transition. So many of you have done so already. Thank you very much. For those of you who have not, we do want to invite you to go vote at rmworldtravel.com sometime today on our latest travel polls that are up on our website there. And next week at this time, before we leave for Hawaii, we will share the results. So we still have a little over 4 minutes. Let's get into that travel news table. Robert, want to start us off?
All right, I will.
What do you have?
I'm going to throw this out. Question. Is the Alaska Air acquisition now of Hawaii Airlines, is it good for travelers? Okay. I'd love to know some of your thoughts. Share that with us, rmworldtravel.com/contact. This week, if you haven't heard, the Transportation Department green-lighted the deal. Alaska has agreed to acquire Hawaii. And this was last year this came together. I had to get approval from the Department of Justice and the Transportation Department for about $1 billion. The combined airline will have... they have to now maintain current levels of service for critical routes between the Hawaiian Islands, which is so important there, and also mainland U.S. and other areas. They, by the way, some of their stipulations on it is if there are any delays that happen and so forth, they have to actually provide frequent flyer miles or travel credits. Mm-hmm. And they also have to allow children under the age of 13 to sit next to an accompanying adult at no extra cost. These protection requirements are going to be in place for 6 years, and combined they're going to control about 50% of the market there. So that's the latest on Alaska Air's acquisition of Hawaiian Airlines.
All right, and it secures Alaska Air's spot as the fifth largest airline by revenue. So, and hopefully it's good for Hawaii, because they have to maintain their routes, their inter-island routes.
They were
routes
the last airline to acquire a company when they, Virgin America.
Yeah. So. Well, hopefully it's all good. All right. So if you are going to the UK next year as a U.S. citizen, you will need an electronic travel authorization. The program will officially begin January 8th, 2025. Applications for U.S. citizens will open this November 27th. It's an easy application. It's going to cost about $13 per person. Once approved, the info will be linked directly to your passport. It should take about 72 hours. We've done this for certain countries. Australia took 6 hours to get approved. So, but you should get it within at least 3 days. And it will allow, this is not a visa. It's an electronic travel authorization. It will give you, it's for short-term stays of up to 6 months in the UK, over 2 years, or until your passport expires, whichever comes first. It's an attempt. This program is to digitize the UK border and the immigration system. It's very similar to what's already in place for foreigners coming to the US. You can apply at gov.uk, gov.uk. Again, that starts January 8th, travel to the UK. Applications open November 27th. And actually, you're going to need this at some point in 2025 for the EU nations as well. But they have not formalized a date. So we'll keep you updated on that.
If somebody doesn't know,
this includes passing through the UK, too, by the way.
So now they know before they go.
Yeah. Okay. Know before you go. Rudy?
Interesting that it applies to passing through the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Delta Airlines had such a great summer, apparently. It was their biggest, busiest summer for European travel in the history of the airline. And they're going in really big on Italy for next summer. They're adding, they're connecting with U.S. cities to Catania, Naples, Rome, and Milan, Barcelona, Dublin, and Brussels, because they think next summer's travel to Europe is going to dwarf this summer's travel to Europe. So if you're going to Europe, you might want to plan around.
Well, the Olympics takes
miss July and August,
right.
Late spring or late summer if you can.
Well, good for Delta. Interesting. All right, so there you go.
Well, I presume if they had a great summer to Europe, so did all the other airlines. So it's going to be a pretty crowded place next summer.
I'll tell you, speaking of Italy, there's trouble in Turin right now. John Elkann, who is the chairman of Ferrari and Stellantis, which is now the current version of Fiat Chrysler, he's at the center right now of an Italian investigation into tax fraud, centering around his inheritance from his mother, who was the wife of the late Johnny Agnelli, the famous Fiat boss. And right now there is a Italian court that ordered a seizure of assets valued at about $84 million.
Wow. So
my goodness.
You think that will impact either company?
I don't know. But, he's got a lot on his plate between Ferrari and Stellantis, and it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
He might be unloading some of the vehicles that he has to pay that off the inheritance.
Yeah, and this is a major, the Elkanns, the Agnelli family is kind of like the Kennedys of Europe. Mm-hmm. So this is a pretty pretty public issue right now over there.
Okay. All right. Well, there we go. That's our travel news roundtable for today. Next week, we'll do it again. All right, after this quick sponsors break, the leader of the American Hotel and Lodging Association will join us. We have a lot we want to discuss with Kevin Carey. It's going to start in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Feeling secure in your own home shouldn't be a luxury, it should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing protection and peace of mind to all families. With LiveGuard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm. Visit simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new system with a free indoor security camera. Again, that's simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new system with a free indoor security camera. Or find a link at armworldtravel.com, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Traveling with Scenic is more than a cruise. These are hand-picked, thoughtful, personalized experiences designed to connect you with fascinating destinations, all in ultra-luxury, inspired by decades of expertise. If you're seeking a relaxing and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe, our friends at Scenic will deliver a trip of a lifetime. How about booking to go experience the Christmas markets right now and enjoy the holiday season in a fun and unique way? River cruising in Europe with Scenic, folks, it's in a class of its own. Right now, you'll get 2-for-1 fares plus free air. Check out scenicusa.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
You owe back taxes, right? Well, here's the question. Why is the IRS targeting you and not millionaires who owe a fortune compared to you? Wealthy people have tax attorneys. You probably don't. You want the Tax Network USA team on your side to solve your IRS tax problems quickly and painlessly. Their attorneys, strategists, and expert negotiators employ brilliant strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. So call 800-780-8888 or visit tnusa.com/carry to get a free consultation or go to armworldtravel.com for a link.
If your spine needs a little TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort preferences. With 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, and a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, you'll find the right one that's out there for you. They also let you try it out for 100 nights free. Just take the 2-minute Helix Sleep Quiz and get matched to the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 25% today, or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, folks, better sleep starts now.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As Mary and I get back to it coming out of that quick break, it is CTL time here on your favorite travel radio show. Today, that C, well, it could stand for carry, as anytime we can add another carry to the program, folks, we will. Our Chief Travel Leader conversation about to happen is sponsored by Colette.
And if you love to travel like we do, but you're not a fan of all the travel planning, we recommend you go guided with Colette. They're going to seek out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences, and that means you get to enjoy your destination without the stress of making all those travel plans. You can do it right here in our own country, or you can explore many different destinations around the globe. Whatever you decide, go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel so much fun.
Colette's been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all 7 continents. Every adventure with them includes accommodations. You got great dining, transportation, knowledgeable tour managers, plus ample free time just to go do your own thing. As a show fan, visit Colette.com this weekend. Save 20% off travel in North America or Europe, or you can always find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, as Robert alluded to with Carey, Kevin Carey took on the leadership role previously held by show friend Chip Rogers earlier this year. Kevin's serving as the interim CEO with the American Hotel and Lodging Association. We could probably devote the entire 2 hours of this show each week to the hospitality sector of travel. That's how big it is. There are a number of pressing things happening out there that we want to share with you, so off to connect with Kevin we go via the show hotline.
Kevin, great to have another Carey on the program today. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Delighted to join you. It's always great to be with three carries.
Yes, it is. Exactly right. You know, anything better than two is a three. So here we go. Mary and I, listen, we live here in the New York City area. We are no fan of the political leaders running the city or the state. The continued destruction of our once great city is very frustrating for us to watch and experience. Now the city council has decided to spread the misery to the hotel and tourism industry. Thankfully, you and the AHLA team and others are fighting hard to stop it. This is a major attack on small businesses, hotel owners, workers, obviously travelers as well. I'm going to let you get into the specifics, Kevin, but for our listeners tuned in across the country who maybe aren't aware of this bill, it essentially says hotels must directly employ their workers. They can't subcontract to staffing companies for housekeeping or operational roles, security, and other jobs. So you just had a major rally here in New York a week ago that was well attended. Share your position and explain what's going on.
Well, you know, Robert, you hit the nail on the head. I'm bringing you on all our next meetings. For New York City, the hotel industry is an economic powerhouse. And what it represents in terms of economic activity, tax revenues for New York City, the 42,000 jobs it creates, as well as the close to 260,000 people who are dependent upon this industry and who are employed by it. All of this is being put at risk by an ill-conceived bill that was advanced without any industry consultation at all. And the city council is rushing headlong to advance this bill that is bad for everyone. It's bad for the hotel industry. It's bad for workers. You pointed out the impact on small businesses and subcontractors, the majority of whom are women in minority-owned businesses. And this is bad for consumers as well. So We've been very active in vigorously opposing this legislation and working to educate members of the city council and encouraging the city council leadership and the mayor to abandon this effort.
And I think, you know, what's so upsetting here is hotels, first of all, can't afford staffing mandates. I think if they could, they would. And running hotels in major cities like New York is a big deal. And these other companies that are going to be put out of business who've been staffing hotels for years, that model works in New York City. And I think if something passes like this in New York City, Kevin, there's a danger it could pass in other major cities.
Well, other big certain cities,
right?
that lean left, it's going to, absolutely.
You're absolutely right. The hotel industry is an iconic part of New York City's past and its future, and why put that at risk? And this industry, as you pointed out, is incredibly complex in terms of the diversity and differential of ownership types. Subcontracting is a legitimate part of the business model and one that owners need the flexibility to employ given the challenging environment that the industry and owners in particular are facing. And the people who depend on this industry, who drive the industry and create the experiences for guests, why put all that at risk when if this is a safety issue, as the bill sponsors have portrayed, this industry is a leader on advancing initiatives that really are paramount in terms of an importance perspective around both guests and worker safety.
You know, we could probably spend the rest of the show on this segment, but I do want to get to resort fees. I'm personally passionate about those. This happens to be bipartisan. Anytime something bipartisan happens, it's good for our country. Speaker Johnson was able to pass legislation in the House. It's now sitting in the Senate waiting. Hopefully it's going to be brought to a vote. And this is the Hotel Fees Transparency Act. If passed by both the House and Senate and signed by Joe Biden, it is going to create a more transparent booking process for travelers when it comes to fees, especially when it comes to folks who engage with short-term rentals and OTAs. Hopefully it would create I think the goal is a more balanced playing field with hotels as well. So what can you share with our listeners about this, Kevin?
Yeah, your observation, Mary, is great to hear. A bipartisan approach, isn't that music to our ears? So certainly we were delighted to see the House of Representatives advance and pass the bill. We're in active dialogue with the Senate leadership to move forward and to pass their version of the bill with the goal of getting a final bill passed by the Congress. And this is common sense, and this is good for consumers to have that transparency of fees. This is something the industry is fully on board with and supportive of. And many of our largest member companies have already made those moves. So having a national framework, that transparency, again, this is good for consumers. And the industry is pleased to support this with 100% support.
Well, we applaud as well. It's common sense. So, you know, Mary mentioned in your intro that your predecessor, Chip Rogers, was on this show frequently. Actually, I looked before 10 times, in fact, dating back to 2020, including our live February 24th broadcast earlier this year. So since this is our chief travel leader conversation, you've been part of the AHLA team, I think, dating back to mid-2017 or so now. I recall during a dinner we actually had with Chip in D.C. that he was going to try and connect us. But, you know, a good chunk of your career was working with American Express and American Express Global Business Travel in various executive roles. So I'd love to hear, what are some things you engaged in with American Express that you've brought to your various roles with the American Hotel and Lodging Association, Kevin?
Yeah, of note, I actually started my career at Amex as a summer intern, walked in there as a junior in college, blinked my eyes, and over 25 years had gone by. I started with the company in the communications and government affairs area before I transitioned over to leading a number of the business lines for the company. But one of the areas that I was consistently involved in over the course of my career at American Express was involvement in government affairs and representing the company with industry associations. So I know you've had my good friend Jeff Freeman on from U.S. Travel.
Sure.
I served on the executive committee at U.S. Travel, was part of the small team at Amex that helped to establish and stand up what is now the World Travel and Tourism Council. So involvement with industry associations was always something as a senior business leader. Even over some of the junior roles I had as my career ramped up, I saw the importance of industry, government advocacy in driving the business. And obviously, American Express touches so many industry segments, from travel to retail, et cetera. So that's always been a key feature of my career, and this was just a natural extension of that.
Kevin, before we end today, you have about a minute and a half. I'd love to know your update. Robert and I are certainly still seeing it in terms of staffing. Luxury market, a little bit better, but properties are still understaffed. What's your kind of update and status of the industry?
Yeah, and what frustrates us, frankly, is we're often paying a lot more. We're getting a lot
for
less.
For what we're getting.
Right. So this industry continues to see a healthy demand profile. Certainly it can vary by geography or by industry segment, but the industry needs to attract a strong workforce for the future to meet the customer demand that we're seeing, and certainly the growth we see over time. So through both our efforts on an advocacy level with the federal government, whether it's H-2B visas, discussions around immigration reform, but also an area we haven't touched on, the powerful work that the HLA Foundation does in encouraging people to come to this industry, given the mobility and terrific career paths that it represents. So you'll see us active on every front to work with our industry to ensure that we're attracting the talent that the industry needs today and in the future.
You know, I know we have a lot of people out there that listen in the industry, not just our listeners across the country on all of our radio stations, but there are actually, you know, a number of executives and people tied to travel that tune in. So, folks, one of the reasons that we really enjoy staying connected with Kevin and the team at the American Hotel and Lodging Association, really good work being done there. You mentioned Jeff Freeman as well and U.S. Travel, another organization. There are a number of them that we have on the program, but AHLA.com is the website, AHLA.com. I would encourage you to go check that out. Stay close to them. Kevin, really nice connecting with you today. Don't be a stranger. Your last name alone will always get you the pass go anytime on this show. So enjoy the weekend, okay?
You as well. We look forward to future conversations. Thank you for everything you do to highlight the industry.
Thank you, Kevin. Likewise. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks,
have a great
Kevin.
Weekend. Bye.
All right. Well, nice to connect with Kevin, Mary, and folks. Listen, some of these important items that we're talking about, don't stay passive. Right? You got to stay involved. You got to stay aware of what's going on. Otherwise, it's just going to wash over you, and you're going to be like, what happened? So as we head into this bottom of the hour break, we are going to discover America together next. The Destination Spotlight is also ahead this hour. RJ is here for the Open Road. He'll be coming up in hour two. We'll have the Personal Connection Museum Gallery, Right Stuff. They're all ahead. My point, a lot still to cover. We're coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
What if we told you spending just $1 will save you hundreds or even in some cases thousands on your travels? When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the conservative alternative to AARP, you know the journey matters just as much as the destination. Joining means you're going to unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits, saying no to agendas you don't support. And as an AMAC member, you're going to save on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and a lot more. You can join for $1 right now. It's a no-brainer, folks. Go to amac.us/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it with a unique formula of ingredients that help support your body's response to inflammation. Give it a try and get the 3-week quick start for just $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, that's the number 4, to get that deal. You can also find that info at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Don't mask pain, fight it naturally with Relief Factor. And folks, it's $19.95.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, from the CTL and Kevin Carey last segment, as we mentioned, now we're all going to discover America together, and we're sponsored by fieldofgreens.com.
With most of us focused on fall, which starts tomorrow, and the colder months coming, let's get you healthy before Christmas. We've been talking about this terrific product for a while now, and if you're on the fence, it's time to get you on board. Doing it today is going to save you 15%. This is a product that both Robert and I take, and we're enjoying the results.
Field of Greens, well, it feeds your body with whole organic fruits and vegetables, medically chosen to support your heart, vital organs, and immune system. There are no extracts. There's no lab-made stuff. Just one scoop a day provides real simple nutrition. It comes with a 100% money-back guarantee, so you get nothing to lose. As a show fan, you're also going to save 15% and get free rush shipping at fieldofgreens.com. Use code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, today's Discover America segment is going to take us to 8 historic American cities that our next guest believes are among the best to explore our country's rich history. Chris Belland is the CEO and founder founder of Historic Tours of America. He joins us now to talk about their Old Town Trolley Tours.
Welcome, Chris. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday morning with us today.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Appreciate you being here with us. So this segment of the show is called the Discover America. And as we understand it, you and two friends came together back in the 70s, united by your passion for history and the desire at the time to preserve the history and look of Old Town Key West, where your trolley company got started. So I want to hear from you, what inspired the trolleys instead of, let's say, you know, more traditional walking tours that you see out there?
Well, our original company was involved in restoration, which at the time in the early 70s, Key West had fallen on some pretty hard times. The Navy, which was the mainstay of the economy, moved out. We had a Mariel boat lift, and it was a hurricane, too, and a recession. But we built an area in downtown Key West in the 600 block of Duval Street, which is the main street. And it was still considered to be a dangerous part of town, which is pretty interesting on a 2 mile wide, 4 mile long island. But we used the trolley to bring visitors to Key West to the restoration area that we developed.
And here you are now. You have nearly 200 of these bright green and orange trolleys touring 8 cities across the U.S. I want to use Savannah. That's one of my favorite cities. That's one of the cities that you're in. So an average adult ticket for these tours in these cities is about $35 to $40, kids or less. So Savannah, it looks like you get a 90-minute tour, but folks can stop for lunch. You can break it up. You can get on and off throughout the day, which I think adds a lot of spontaneity. And in Savannah, you also offer nightly ghost tours. Are all your cities hop on and hop off? And talk about the conductor experience and what people are getting.
Well, that's true. We actually started the hop on hop off phenomenon that's used in many other markets of the United States, but it's become known as the hop on hop off tour, and it's so people can have an experience of seeing the city, but they can also have the luxury of what we call transportainment, which allows them to use the trolley for learning about the city and also for transportation, because you can get on and off at any of our many stops throughout the city and spend as much time as you like and hop back on another trolley and off you go back to your point of origin. And we always try to make the guest experience the memorable and compelling. I think that one of the things that we take the most pride in is our conductors, who are extraordinarily well trained, and they do it because they love it. And you know, it's I've always tried to tell them that, you know, there's no old stories; they're just new audience.
That's very true.
Which is something from vaudevillian days. And they've taken that to heart. They're just wonderful.
I want to mention some of the cities. You know, Mary and I, we've certainly seen your operations and so forth in San Diego and in Nashville, but you're also operating in Boston, St. Augustine, San Antonio, Washington, D.C., in addition to Key West and Savannah that we've just mentioned. So, I mean, Chris, that's a lot of history to cover in these cities. And so any special tours that you connect with or anything that you may want to mention that could be coming for the holidays?
Well, we have a lot of specialty tours in every one of our cities. I guess the one that stands out the most is the Knights of Lights in St. Augustine. It's been touted as the most incredible place to see Christmas lights in the entire country, and they light up the whole city, and it's absolutely magnificent. And we have been doing this now for a number of years, and it's a spectacular a viewscape of the oldest city in the country, St. Augustine.
Chris, you call yourself, your company, the nation's storyteller, since you have such a passion for the preservation of history. How does it feel that you've hosted millions of guests on your historic tours?
Well, I got to tell you, from the first day to today, it feels wonderful. Our first day, we carried 34 guests, and this year we'll do close to 3.5 million on our tours and attractions. So
that's amazing.
It feels pretty good to have done something that's actually working so well.
Listen, 3.5 million in 8 cities.
Congratulations on the business, no question about it. And folks, listen, I want to give you the website. You can find out more and go discover America, all right? Trolleytours.com, trolleytours.com. Chris, thanks for giving us a little bit of your time today. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, listen, 34 people to 3.5 million. God bless him. That
amazing.
Is America. That's a great
it is.
Business.
What a great story. And that ticket price also gets you discounts. He has all kinds of partners in the cities. It gets you discounts on all kinds of other attractions as well. So, all right. Well, we're going to step aside so Bobby can share some sponsor messages. Seven more segments are still ahead today, including the Destination Spotlight on Newport, Rhode Island in about 10 minutes.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by Tax Network USA. And as we move along today, we're here to help you get things back on track in your life. Do you owe back taxes? Do you wonder why the IRS is targeting you and not millionaires who owe a fortune compared to you? The reality is, rich people have tax attorneys, and you probably don't. The team at Tax Network USA that you can contact at tnusa.com/carry are patriots who want to be on your side to solve your IRS tax problems quickly and painlessly. Their attorneys, strategists, and expert negotiators employ strategies designed to solve your IRS problem quickly in your favor. They have a preferred direct line to the IRS and know from firsthand experience which agents to talk to and whom to avoid. In fact, they've learned of a limited-time special IRS offer in which the IRS is willing to forgive $1 billion in tax penalties. So find a few minutes in your schedule and find out if you qualify for that before it's too late.
Schedule your free confidential consultation at tnusa.com/carry or call 800-780-8888. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. So get your life back. Tax Network USA has resolved more than $1 billion in tax debts, and they offer a best-in-class client satisfaction guarantee. Well, at the start of this year, I commented at some length on my increasing dissatisfaction of chasing frequent flyer points. If you're not familiar with that, it's a sometimes manic quest to accumulate enough frequent flyer miles or points, not just to accrue award tickets, but to achieve so-called elite status in an airline's program. That status comes with some perks that do make traveling easier: early boarding, possible upgrades, and, of course, free tickets. But in January, I said I was pretty much retiring from the game, and I have. I've been Diamond on Delta, the dominant airline where I live in Minneapolis-St. Paul, for the previous 3 years. Diamond's about as high a ranking as we mere mortals can get on Delta. But next year, I'll only be gold, because this year I chose most of my flights based on price and convenience rather than how many miles I could earn by flying Delta. I received a flood of personal emails from mileage hunters questioning my sanity in light of my years of encouraging travelers to join loyalty programs and to work them assiduously. Well, this week, I was a guest and speaker at an annual event whose participants run the incentive programs for airlines, hotels, rental car companies, and cruise lines. It's the third time I've attended this in the last 5 years. But this time, I learned some things from the men and women who head incentive programs for companies such as United Airlines, Marriott, and Sixt Rental Cars. I learned some of the ways these companies get us addicted to collecting miles and points, and I saw a bit of what's coming in the near future to a loyalty program near you. If you play the miles and points game, you've seen big changes since American Airlines first announced the frequent flyer program way back in May of 1981. And originally, the programs were quite simple. Every dollar you spent with a particular travel company gave you 1 point or 1 mile. But the programs have changed dramatically. With most airlines, it's about how you spend now that moves you up the elite ladder. This drastically curtailed so-called mileage runs when folks figured out how to fly the longest routes for the least money just to get miles. Most recently, airlines began crediting you with points for every dollar you charged to an airline-affiliated credit card, which meant, for example, someone who owned a company that regularly made big-ticket purchases, like lumber for home builders, for example, they could collect enough points or miles using a credit card to become an elite without ever flying a single mile on an airline. And then there are the constantly changing award charts, with flights during prime travel times requiring tens of thousands of more miles than flights did before. But I should give you a shout out to Alaska Airlines. They still adhere to a straightforward award program that's mercifully easy to understand. Anyway, the big push is linking reward programs with others. For example, right now the Bilt card allows you to exchange Bilt points on a one-to-one basis to cooperating hotel and airline incentive programs. But you can also link your Alaska Airlines credit card to Bilt so you accumulate three times as many Alaska miles with each dollar you put on your Alaska card. That makes an Alaska mile worth three times its normal value. Why did Alaska link its card to a rival card? Well, it's seeking a younger cohort of customers that they think the Bilt card can bring them, because Bilt cardholders are generally younger than Alaska cardholders or passengers. Hotels are adopting loyalty models that offer more ways to earn and redeem rewards through partnerships with multiple brands. 57% of consumers spend more on brands or providers to which they are local. And if a brand can piggyback on a non-competitive loyalty program and increase the affection of their customers, why not? In addition to free rooms, they want to offer experiences that will guarantee your loyalty and your business. Perks like Room with a View, curated activities like wine tastings or special celebrity chef events. Airlines, too, want a taste of your credit card dollars that you spend on hotels or rent-a-cars. So you'll see them linking to offers when you book a ticket. Now, that's been the case for years, but the emergence of artificial intelligence allows more discriminating targeting. And the trend is to also integrate AI into loyalty programs to enhance your engagement and their profitability. Obviously, the more you put on their credit card, the more times you pull their credit card out of your wallet or fly their airline, the more money they make. So, should you and I ignore loyalty programs when planning travel? Probably not. The task is to see which programs involve great perks, like getting 3 Alaska Airline miles by linking your Alaska Airlines credit card to a Bilt card. To earn 3 times the amount of Alaska miles for every dollar spent on a credit card transaction is a very big deal for mileage geeks. It's almost an alternative to the old mileage run strategy. So, I'd like to welcome you to the future of travel, where a loyalty program can make a difference in your travel experience. We'll be right back with more Travel Talk in a moment.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
For the 132nd time on this program since April 2017, folks, it is time for the Destination Spotlight, as today we're going to check in on Newport, Rhode Island, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well-made, well-tested, and well-traveled, equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories. Pack like a pro, as Travel Pro has the perfect travel companion for you.
Some of you listening right now who booked the Seabourn Cruise with us that's coming up in October, you all received your Travel Pro luggage about a week ago or so now. We've enjoyed hearing from some of you about how much you're loving it, and we're all going to be putting our Travel Pro to good use in Europe together. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, folks, we say it over and over again, it's quality luggage. Platinum Elite is how we travel, as we think it's the best. Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence, it's affordable, and it's going to last you. This weekend at TravelPro.com, as a show fan, you're going to save 30% during their September sale. There's also, as always, a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, up to a place known as the sailing capital of the world and the city by the sea, where Discover Newport CEO Evan Smith is holding to join us on air.
Evan, how are you, my friend? Nice to be reconnecting. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate the opportunity to reconnect with you great travel ambassadors.
Well, appreciate it. So, you know, Evan, every one of us knows about our home city of New York or Orlando or Vegas or Nashville, maybe Miami when they're, you know, you're planning a trip. But then there are places like Newport that absolutely deserve a visit. As you well know, Newport is hands down one of our favorite places in the country. We did the Let's Go America tour there in June of 2021. That was well received, and we certainly showcased a good cross-section of the area. The program then was heard on about 470 weekly stations. We now have over 585, almost 590 as part of our network. So I want you to share with us some of the latest additions to Newport, and how was your summer season this year?
Newport, Rhode Island had a fantastic summer season. The weather here in New England has been fantastic, and so we've really enjoyed a strong recovery from the horrible COVID days. And so there's been a nice resurgence in travel for us, which is wonderful. And we really enjoyed showcasing our fabulous architecture and people coming to see the Newport Mansions. Lots and lots of people coming up for numerous special events during the summer. And, of course, we're offering plenty of special events this fall. Of course, every year you try to offer something new or refresh your destination profile. And this year we've just opened up a new aquarium in Newport, which is wonderful. A lot of our hotels have been renovated and looking very fresh. And so right at the moment, the destination is sparkling and looking really good. And of course, the fall travel season can't be beat.
No, that is a fabulous time to be in New England and definitely in Newport. So there are many things that attract us to Newport, certainly the food, and you do have the Taste of Newport coming October 27th. The food's terrific. We love the water. You have a great collection of museums. You just said you have a new aquarium. Of course, the mansions, tennis, boats, maritime culture. We often tell people who ask us that Newport's a place for couples, families, solo travelers, young, old, anyone in between. Any thoughts on the diversity of what's offered?
I think we've worked really hard on trying to diversify our product offering so that we became more than just a destination for couples. So we worked really hard to create experiences for multi-generational families, single-parent families. And this year we're offering in November a Newport Pride event. We're trying to offer something for everybody, and I give kudos to all of our alliance partners because they are the ones that come up with the innovations and energy and passions to present this all to the traveling public.
You know, I'm going to say, Evan, one of the things that we find about Newport, I mean, as you just mentioned, you've seen a lot of change and growth, and I know you've been in your position there, I think, since the 90s and so forth. But what we love about it is the area also has a lot of consistency that helps keep things familiar. So what are some things that you're enjoying maybe there today that you could have easily enjoyed 20 or 30 years ago?
So when people think of Newport, they think of a quintessential seaport community. And so they're coming down to get the lobster roll. They're coming down to get the chowder. They want to get on the water and enjoy a harbor cruise. People have long known about the extraordinary architecture here in the Gilded Age and coming to see the mansions. So many people have a familiarity. It's not necessarily the newest destination for many people, but what we want to do is give them reasons to come back again, to get reconnected with the destination. We, sitting in the Northeast, we're within 4-hour drive of 10% of the American population. So 30 million Americans can get here in 4 hours. And so we want to message those folks and say, look at how much we've expanded our menu and look at how many fun things there still are to do here.
Evan, last question from us today. What's something that you say first-time travelers to Newport must experience to really feel like they've visited your area?
So there's two or three. Number one, they should really see one of the Newport mansions. Number two, they should walk the cliff walk and enjoy that incredible viewscape of that pathway. Number three, I think they should take a harbor cruise to understand the nautical and marine history of this city. After that, the menu gets pretty broad, pretty fast. But the nice thing is that about Newport is there's so much to do in such a compact area.
Well,
but a mansion, the cliff walk, and a harbor cruise.
All right, that's great. And I want to give the website right now before we run out of time. DiscoverNewport.org. DiscoverNewport.org, folks. You can go find all the information and plan your own trips. Evan, really appreciate the check-in. Give our best to Catherine and the team, and you have a great weekend, okay?
Well, you guys are the best. You're super good at what you do. Keep rocking and rolling, man.
Thank you.
Keep going, because you're telling a great story about the travel experience. And
well, thank you.
I, for one, am a big fan.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much, Evan.
Best to you.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Stay well.
Yep, you too. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Okay. Cheers.
All right, well, there goes Evan Smith, Newport, folks. Listen, just go enjoy Newport, okay? The City by the Sea is how we're going to wrap hour one of the show today. Hour two will kick off in about 7 minutes, so thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us. Don't forget, you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.